Ah, Portugal. There's so much to do, but so little I feel like I have to do when we are here. Talk about a foreign feeling. When we are back from vacation, let's make sure we are still on track with our investment plans. You know, just in case we want to retire here.
With Vanguard Advice, no matter what your retirement goals are, we can help you get there. That's the value of ownership. Visit Vanguard.com and explore Vanguard Advice. All investing is subject to risk. Fund shareholders own the funds that own Vanguard. Services are provided by Vanguard Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
25 million Bibles are sold in the United States of America every year. Bible publishers make more than $500 million annually. 9 out of 10 Americans have a Bible, yet only 37% claim to read that Bible once a week. Folks, what's going on? Is the Bible really the Word of God, sharp and powerful, quicker, or sharper than a two-edged sword? Does the Bible really not return void? Is it really God's Word that we are to not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God? If so, folks, what's going on here? Well, some friends are in the studio. Thank God for friends like Michael with Walk Through the Bible. Michael, put it right on your chin and tell us your passion with Walk Through the Bible and a little bit about Michael and how this ministry came out of this huge hunger for the Word all over the world. We're going to get into the global mission, too. Talk to us here on... So good to have you on Truth Talk Live with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Hey, Walk Through the Bible, at our very core, believes that the Bible changes everything. We believe that what the Bible says about itself is true, that it is the power of God, that it has the power to transform and change our life. And as a ministry, we are committed to helping ignite a passion for God's Word in people around the world. Walk Through the Bible is 40 years old now. Started as an idea in a seminary classroom back at Dallas Theological Seminary. And they really just said, how do we help people understand God's Word, understand the big picture, the big story of God's Word? And it's grown from an idea in a seminary classroom 40 years later to a ministry that's serving in 139 countries around the world now.
What I love about your ministry is your premise, your premise that the Word of God is sufficient, the premise that Paul trumpets in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable. For all of these things, another word for profitable is sufficient. Yet so often, if you check our pulpits, you know, we maybe read a verse, but we pop from topic to topic, and it's like a pabulum of psychological sales training, motivational training, how to smile more, don't let your down get you down, and God's got something on the other side for you, as opposed to just a teaching, an exposition, an exegetical approach to the most powerful book ever written, because this is God's Word, so really it's divine revelation. Talk about let's go negative here, Michael, about the void and about how the Bible has kind of lost its, sadly, among God's people, who should be people of the book. That's what we've been called so much. Mm-hmm. Even the Muslims used to call Christians people, and the Jews, people of the book.
Yeah,
but we've lost it. Go into how we have declined.
Yeah, those stats that you read a few minutes ago are true, and you look at the church in North America, and the Bible is not read even by those who would claim to be highly devoted followers of Christ. Yeah. The Bible is often a neglected book, both in the pulpit and in the person sitting in the pew or the chair, and we know there's a lot of reasons for that. In some cases it's apathy, just a laziness. Some people are confused or frightened by the Bible. They think it's big and scary and don't know where to get started, or they start and don't keep going. And so Walk Through the Bible is committed to providing resources and tools to help people overcome those obstacles and stay committed to reading the Bible.
And one thing I've loved about your ministry, and this is Truth Talk Live, I'm Stu Epperson. We're talking to a man whose entire ministry is committed to a ministry that's committed to the Word of God and really getting the Word of God to the people of God and the people that don't know God. Because this is the entrance of thy word gives light and gives understanding. See, the psalmist says. But Michael, Let's talk about that. We can rail on the vacuous nature of the missing word and how it's there's paucity of the Bible in the land. People aren't studying, aren't reading, their pastors aren't preaching. But let's talk about the cool things Walk Through the Bible's doing right now, because I know there's listeners out there that want to get involved in a ministry, that want to get you to a church. Even as a little guy, when I would go to the Walk of the Bible seminaries, I loved it, man. The seminars. You got a guy getting up there showing that these are the 12 tribes of Israel, you know, and this is the 10 plagues and the on and on. I love that. Tell us about what Walk Through the Bible. Show us the beauty of this book and what y'all are doing to bring that back.
Yeah, well, Walk Through really began with Walk Through the Old Testament live event, and that's a half-day event that in which the instructor uses hand signs and other creative teaching ways to learn the big people, places, and events of the Old Testament. It tells you the big story. It's the cover of the puzzle box, so you can see how all the pieces fit together. It just gives you that big picture of the Bible. So when you pick it up and you begin to read a story, you see how it fits in the overall narrative of God's word, either in the Old Testament or the New Testament.
It's really showing people, hey, this is living.
Sure.
And this is real, and like it claims about itself.
Yeah.
But also, man, there's some adventures in this thing.
Sure.
This book is not, you know, you could, the story time for kids, we're always looking for something stories to tell our kids. Well, they're right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how many stories are there out there that you can make up about a guy, you know, a whole entire army walking around a wall seven times, blowing the trumpet, you
sure,
know, and all this
sure.
stuff, and the wall come tumbling down, right?
Yeah.
And Jonah and the whale and the building of the ark and all these things. So really, you're trying to bring this to life, but there's something deeper than just a storybook about the Bible. Talk about that, how this is God's revelation and what the Word of God does when it gets inside of you. How it starts, you study it starts to study you.
Yeah, these are not just stories to read and then put on a shelf. These are stories that when we read them, we have our lives transformed and changed by them. We begin to understand more of who God is and who God wants us to be. And our lives begin to be shaped by the author of Scripture. Mm. And we begin to be the people that He desires for us to be. Reading the Bible is not like reading any other book. We read God's Word, and it changes us. It transforms us.
I think about the Savior's words in John 15, where he makes it very real. He connects His Bible, He connects His Word with intimacy with Him. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bring forth fruit except it abides in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. That's, by the way, my pinned tweet on Twitter. I can't seem to take it down. It's Stu Epperson. Y'all follow me. That's the first thing you're going to see on Twitter is that verse, John 15:5, which I love.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating is what he says later. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. In verse 2, he says, now you are clean through the word I've spoken to you.
Yeah.
So it's his word. It's coming out of his mouth. He's communicating with us. He's speaking to us directly. When you open the Bible, God talks directly to you. When you open the Bible, you get a text directly from God.
Yeah.
And he said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. You ask anything you want, it'll be given to you. Why? Because his word's flooding through. You're going to ask what he wants because he's changing your heart. But that's what I love about Walk Through the Bible is you're getting the word and it's spreading.
Sure.
And there's places we can't talk about where it's spreading, like in the Middle East where people are getting radically saved.
Yeah.
And they're taking that book and they're putting away the other books. They're just taking the Bible. But talk about the need real quick as we close out Walk Through the Bible right now. I mean, you're also involved in development, advancement. You're trying to get people to get on the Bible bus here and to donate, to send money. Your ministry needs donations, $10,000.
Yeah.
Someone gives you 10 grand right now or 10 bucks right now. Where does it go? Tell our listeners.
Sure. Well, Walk Through the Bible is a ministry that's currently doing work in 139 countries around the world.
Wow.
Which is a pretty amazing thing to think about. 40 years ago, we started in a classroom, and 40 years later, we're in 139 countries around the world. And all around the world, the common core, the common foundation is the same, helping people get into God's Word, helping have that passion ignited for God's Word. And that's very different in a lot of countries, a lot of places. You think about places like Latin America or in Africa, where pastors themselves often have no training and no education. 85% of pastors in the global South have no formal religious training or education. And so Walk Through the Bible can go into places like that and can provide resources and tools to pastors and church leaders so that, they begin to effectively teach and preach God's word to people in need.
So you're equipping the local guys, the indigenous guys.
Yes, absolutely.
What a beautiful thing. What's the website, folks, to find out more?
Walkthrough.org, www.walkthrough.org.
You want to support a word-based ministry, you want to learn more, have them come to your church, right?
Absolutely.
Lisa, the team will come out, do trainings. It's awesome. The kids will love it because Awana, a lot of this is incorporated there, where you're teaching kids visually to appreciate, to articulate, and to ingest and digest the Word of God.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. So give the website one more time.
www.walkthrough, and that's THRU.org.
I love it. Thanks for being on. God
Thank
bless
you,
Michael.
Yep.
Thanks
God
for
bless.
All you're doing.
Yep. Thanks, Steve.
The world. Walk through the Bible. Folks, get in the Word. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
Take His word. Pick it up, okay? This fellow named Gideon has been crazy. I don't know. He's putting these million-dollar books right next to beds in the hotel room. Go grab that thing.
Yeah.
And I know, and one of those people is my own pastor, who grabbed that Gideon Bible, and God transformed his life. And that he had already been a believer, but kind of getting away from God in another career, and God just brought him right back through a Gideon Bible. I mean, just stuff like that.
Amazing.
You hear. It's the only book that happens. I've interviewed death row convicts who were literally changed. The guy stole a New Testament, and it changed, transformed his life. Yeah. All he did is read it, and all of a sudden, uh-oh, it's over.
Yeah.
See? The Word of God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sue.
This is the Truth Network.
Ever felt like you were born in the wrong decade?
Or maybe it was the wrong dimension altogether?
If you can relate, welcome home.
We're Emily Estefan
and Gemini Hernandez, your resident weirdos, artists of all trades, and multicultural couple.
And this is your official invitation to join us on our new planet, I mean podcast, called In Our Own World.
We'll navigate conversations about anything under the stars, and maybe even pick up a few passengers along the way.
Listen to In Our Own World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Coca-Cola. There's magic when we eat together.